My name is Jaden Moscato, and I'm interviewing Ms. Felucio, my 6th, 7th, and 8th grade multimedia teacher. So I'm going to start off with the simple questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color, I would have to say pink. Makes me happy.
Do you have a favorite number?
I don't know if I have a favorite number. I guess 3 for some reason. I don't know why.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Rockford, Illinois, in way back in 1969, in May 24th.
Where did you grow up?
In Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford, Illinois.
I moved away when I graduated from college and moved out here.
What were your parents like?
My parents. My dad was a hard worker, and he was a softball player, so we spent a lot of time growing up at the softball diamond. My mom, back in the 70s, actually worked, which was kind of rare at the time, and she ended up getting her bachelor's and her master's degree in business administration. So both my parents worked, and I was an only child, so we were a pretty close family.
Who has had the biggest influence on your life, and what did that person teach you?
Biggest influence on my life, I would definitely have to say my mother. And she taught me to have goals and dreams and to go after them and not let anyone stop me. And I guess kind of to be independent also, not rely on others.
Are you religious?
No, I'm not.
So that would mean that you don't believe in any God?
That I'm not sure of. I do not go to church regularly. I'm just not a big follower of organized religion. I'm kind of uncertain about what is out there and what drives us and what's looking over us.
Okay. How would you describe yourself as a child?
As a child, I was quiet, I was shy, I loved to read. I was an only child, like I said, so I kind of had to entertain myself. I had a very vivid imagination, so I liked to make believe, play Barbies, play dolls, play school.
Kind of sounds like me. I was always quiet.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy in school?
In school, I enjoyed English and I enjoyed history tremendously. I wasn't a big fan of math, science. It would depend on the topic, but mainly that. I did 4 years of Spanish in high school, so I liked foreign language also.
Yeah, I've taken 2 years of Spanish, and actually, I'm the opposite. I don't like English or history.
You like math and science?
Yeah. It's always been kind of like that, except in sixth grade. I messed around a lot.
Yeah. So. Well, you liked computers. See, we didn't have computers when I was your age.
Yeah, that's why I had this class 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of student were you?
I was good. I was a straight-A student up until beginning of high school. Then I kind of slacked off for a couple years, and then I reined myself in. By the time junior, senior year came around.
Were there any teachers that had an influence on your life or gave some great advice?
Definitely had some teachers that stood out. I don't know about advice as much. I had a 7th grade history teacher who I just thought was the coolest person in the world. And I just loved her. Her name was Mrs. King. And then I had my Spanish teacher in high school, Senorita Green, who I had for 4 years, so I was lucky there, and I went on a class trip to Spain with her when I was a sophomore, and I just thought it was great that she could, you know, go to a foreign country and, you know, bring her students and know the language and, you know, teach us that to broaden our horizons in another country.
What was your first job, and did you like it?
My first job that I actually got paid for, I was a senior in high school, and it was through school, because I got school credit for it, but I would leave school like an hour early, and I'd go to this little company, and I was like, I did secretarial jobs, and, you know, filing and typing and things like that. I did not care for it because I, at the time, I felt like I wanted more of a career, and I thought it was just a job. So I knew that I wanted more. That was probably one of the reasons I knew I wanted to go to college, because I didn't want to just be a secretary. Not that there's anything wrong with being a secretary, but.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I always wanted to be a teacher from day one. What I wanted to teach, it was, has changed. There were times I wanted to be in high school and teach history or English, and times I wanted to be in elementary, but that differed back and forth, but I always wanted to be a teacher.
When did you know you were going to teach?
I don't ever remember not thinking I was going to teach. I always knew I was going to teach. In fact, I just found a book from when I was like 5 years old, and that my mom had given me, and it said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I wrote, "A teacher and a mommy." So, I always knew.
Do you enjoy being a teacher at Thurman White?
I do enjoy it. Some days, obviously, are harder days, but for the most part, I love what I do, and I wouldn't go to another school.
How often do the kids give you trouble?
Well, every day can be challenging in certain class periods. This year, I'm very lucky. I have wonderful students, really, in every class period. So, but, you know, there's always a challenging student here or there.
Yeah. Have you taught any other grades other than middle school?
I started, my first job was in second grade, and I have actually taught every grade from kindergarten through eighth grade. I taught my first 10 years going back and forth between third and fourth grade, then I taught some couple years in fifth grade, and then I came to middle school, and I probably will never leave middle school.
Do you have a favorite grade?
When I taught elementary, I loved third grade, only because I loved teaching kids how to write cursive, which they don't teach anymore, and I loved teaching kids multiplication facts. I would probably say that for elementary, but in middle school, I really do like, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th. They're all about the same. They're all different, but I like them the same.
Yeah, I still know most of cursive.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
You're lucky, because most kids don't.
Yeah, my grandma writes some cursive all the time.
So you better be able to read it, right?
Yeah. I struggle reading some of her letters sometimes. What's the best part about teaching?
I think the best part about teaching is when students really, the light bulb turns on and they really get into what you're teaching, and they show the effort and the passion and the interest. And it just, you know, makes me happy that they're as excited as I am.
Do you plan on retiring in the near future?
That's a good question. This is my 29th year of teaching, and so technically I probably could retire at the end of this year or next year. So, nah, I probably will not. I probably will stick it out a few more years, but definitely probably within the next 5 years.
How do you feel about retirement?
I feel that there are certain things I would definitely miss. There would definitely be some things I'd be excited about, not getting up real early in the morning. I would definitely miss the kids. Not getting paid as much kind of makes me a little nervous. My health insurance makes me a little nervous. But for the most part, I'm looking forward to it.
I don't have any more questions, so.
Oh, that was fun.
Is there any questions you'd like to ask me?
How do you think my class helped you going to high school?
I think when we did all of the, like, the multimedia stuff, like the slideshows,
mm-hmm,
and the animations and stuff like that.
I just saw a picture when I was looking through all my animation stuff of you, and what was your little friend, Brayden?
Brayden.
Brayden, I saw a picture of you guys doing your stop motion, and
yeah, the Lego one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I still do that project, so.
Nice.
Do you still talk to Brayden?
I don't.
No? Does he go to Green Valley?
I don't think so.
Oh.
A couple of my friends, I think it's just like Brayden and one of my friends, Dylan. He doesn't go to Green Valley, so I don't really talk to him as much. But one of my friends, Kelton, who's in a grade below me, goes there, so I talk to him a lot.
Okay.
And I got a bunch of other friends too.
Good.
I got like my group.
Yeah,
people.
Of course. Yeah, that's what happens in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good, Jada.
I'm happy I got the interview.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I hope it works out for you. I hope we did well. Goodness, goodness, goodness.